from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Francis Salesiar. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Leslie from Richmond, British Columbia. This Mass is offered in loving memory of Joe, Winnie, and Ray, in gratitude for God's grace, protection, and blessings, for God's healing hand on those suffering from ill health, and peace in Ukraine. Our sincere thanks to Leslie for making it possible for tens of thousands of the faithful across Canada and around the world to share in this celebration. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
On this May 1st, as we come to celebrate this Eucharist, we are reminded by the Church to celebrate the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. As we honor his contribution, we are reminded through our own lives how we each of us are called to work in the vineyard of God. Let us ask God's pardon and mercy for our moments of failures. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Maria Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, creator of all things, who laid down for the human race the law of work, graciously grant that by the example of St. Joseph and under his patronage, we may complete the works you set us to do and attain the rewards you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Certain individuals came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to discuss this question with the apostles and the elders. So they were sent on their way by the church, and as they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, they reported the conversion of the Gentiles and brought great joy to all the believers. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all that God had done with them. But some believers who belonged to the sect of the Pharisees stood up and said, "It is necessary for them to be circumcised and ordered to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and the elders met together to consider this matter. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. As was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there the thrones from judgment were set up, the thrones of the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 Live in me and let me live in you, says the Lord. My branches bear much fruit. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father, Jesus said to the disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Many years ago, the Standard Oil Company had a beautiful float at the Tournament of Roses parade. In the middle of the parade, the oil company float came to a grinding halt, and the rest of the parade with it. It had run out of gas. The directors of the Standard Oil Company float had done everything well, but neglected to avail themselves of their company's vast oil resources. The parade waited while someone ran to get some gas for the vehicle. More often than we like, this happens to each of us. Christians and churches break down right in the middle of the parade, often holding others too with us until some fetches some gas of good news for us or some direction. This is a truth we learned from the gospel of today. The key to the effective Christian living and powerful fruit-producing lives is not how much of the scripture we know, how long we pray, or what churches we go to. The key to being used greatly by God is abiding in Christ, being rooted in Him. He says, unless you are connected with me, you cannot produce any fruit. In the gospel we heard, Jesus employs the metaphor of the vine and the branches to convey an important spiritual truth about our relationship with God and the call to be rooted in the vine to bear much fruit. We need to be rooted. Only then we can produce fruits. Jesus explains the imagery right from the start. He is the vine, and God the Father is the vine dresser. When Jesus says He is the true vine, He is contrasting Himself from the vine of Israel. In the Old Testament, Israel is often represented as a grape vine. However, they were not the kind of vine God wanted. They were not producing the fruit that they were created for. He embodies everything they were supposed to be. And so He invites His followers to abide in Him. And He gives the importance of why one should abide in Him. Again, for we heard, no branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Abiding in Christ signifies a deep, intimate, and ongoing relationship with Him. We cannot choose just a particular time of my life, I'll be rooted to Christ, I'll be rooted to the branch. We are called to be rooted every moment of our lives. So it involves surrendering our will, aligning our desires with His, and drawing sustenance from His word and spirit. Just as the branches derive their vitality from the vine, we derive our strength, nourishment, and identity from our union with Christ. Apart from Him, we can do nothing of lasting significance. But when you look at our lives and our culture, it calls for individuality, which promotes personal choice rather than common good being rooted. In the name of technology and development, we fail to abide in God and with one another. Duke and the University of Arizona have done watching our connection go down the tubes for the last 30 years. 30 years ago, they say, we used to have at least 3 close friends. Now we are lucky if we have 1 close friend. According to that study, 25% of Americans say they have no one to connect or to depend on. The possibility of going it alone in Western culture are widespread and inviting. Carried over into the spiritual life, this fact can have a devastating effect. Dependency and interrelatedness are rarely valued to the extent that individualism is. This passage flies in the face of such attitudes with a very different type of invitation to rely on God. So, dear brothers and sisters, the gospel of today is a striking reminder and a call to be rooted in Christ and others. It's only through our abiding connection with Him that we experience true life, purpose, and fulfillment. Therefore, let us heed Jesus' invitation to remain steadfastly rooted in Him lest we suffer the tragic fate of spiritual separation and eternal loss. Abide in me as I abide in you. God is present to us in every moment of our life, in our joys and sorrows, weaknesses and strength, and failures and success. Let us allow his word to dwell in us, nourishing our souls and shaping our lives according to his will. Let us embrace the pruning process with humility and trust, knowing that God's refining work in our lives is ultimately leads to greater fruitfulness and spiritual maturity. Let us abide in the vine, for in him alone do we find true life, purpose, and everlasting joy. Let us bring to God our own prayers and petitions. As we remember St. Joseph the worker, we continue to pray for all those who labor, particularly labor in the vineyard of the Lord, may continue to produce the fruit that we are invited to produce. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Continue to pray for the people who are seeking jobs or who have lost a job recently, that they may continue to know the power of God, that when we abide in Christ, God shows us the way. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This Easter season, we offer our community prayer and thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us, so that we might live in the peace and glorify him by our life. We pray to the Lord. Let us take a moment of silence to bring to God our own prayers and petitions. We pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we bring before you all our prayers through the intercession of St. Joseph the worker, your servant who fulfilled the call that he has received. May we be reminded through his example the call that we each of us have received. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, dear brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord sacrifice
at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, forever and ever of all his holy church. O God, fount of all mercy, look upon our offerings which we bring before your majesty in commemoration of St. Joseph, and mercifully grant that the gifts we offer may become the means of protection for those who call upon you. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and on the commemoration of St. Joseph, to give you fitting praise, to glorify you and bless you. For this just man was given by you as spouse to the Virgin Mother of God, and set as a wise and faithful servant in charge of your household, to watch like a father over your only begotten Son, who was conceived by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. Through Christ the angels praise your majesty. Dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim.
Holy, holy, oh holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy therefore these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice once more, giving thanks. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Having fed upon heavenly delights, we humbly ask you, O Lord, that by St. Joseph's example, cherishing in our hearts the signs of your love, we may ever enjoy the fruit of perpetual peace through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and serve one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.
We gather.